Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London, and our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely, and who is also producing the show.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. Headlines this week. Peas are good, peas are good. Ooh. Breakfast peas are good, peas are good, peas are good. No, they're not. Peas are shit, you f***. What the f*** are you doing f***ing putting f***ing peas on a f***ing breakfast, you f***? After 12 p.m. A normally peaceful internet is divided when a woman adds peas to her cooked breakfast. She wore an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, and for some reason it made the news.
Oh yeah.
Caprice wears a tiny bikini. Hey Jared Christmas, what have you done? Hey Kiwi comedian Jared Christmas, you're the only one.
What tune is this?
It's a nice day for a black pudding. As a dessert, New Zealand comedian Jared Christmas gets tricked into eating a black pudding for dessert. And who says men can't multitask?
Me.
Peter Andre finally puts the issue to bed, looking at his wife's bum and a cardboard box at the same time. And those were the headlines. Right, Barry Castagnola, special guest this week, coming on in a minute. But let's have a look at the social media. This is the last episode of this first series. Don't worry, it is literally a very short holiday, and we will be back in a few weeks with series two. That's how it's going to work. We're going to do 12 episodes, have a few weeks off, another 12 episodes.
Well, I threw out that we were having a big executive meeting.
Yeah, this
with
is it.
With pens, swivel chairs, you, me, Barry. Yeah. A picture of loads of monkeys.
Listen, Rosie's involved. Listen to this.
And Rosie.
Any other business?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, we've written it down. It's gone in the minutes.
Rosie's had some glowing feedback.
Rosie, you've had some glowing feedback.
She's performing very well, very consistent.
Yeah.
Lots of people saying she needs her own microphone and headphones.
Yeah. Now, that masturbating noise is Rosie scratching. She always does it when we start the podcast. Always sounds like she's having a wank in the background. Rosie, can you stop doing that, please? She has this habit, especially when we're talking about something fruity. She has a habit of scratching herself, and it makes a kind of thwack, 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 and it sounds like somebody masturbating. And I'm very aware that we're chatting away on
microphone. I don't know about that.
Well, it sounds like we're chatting away on microphone and one of us is doing it. And it's actually just Rosie in the background.
But and we've left it in.
We've had to cut it out because it sounds like somebody having a whack. We've had to cut it out. It's so innocent. It's just Rosie going, scratching, going, thwack, 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 thwack.
Is it innocent, though?
She smacks, when she scratches herself with her back paw, she sort of hits it on the floor like a thwack, thwack, thwack.
But does she know what she's doing?
Like that. That's me doing it.
Yeah, but...
That's not me masturbating. That's me doing... Hitting a chair.
Does sound like it, though.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that was. It's the end of the series. Come on. Hey, let's go out with a...
Bang. Whimper.
Right. Rosie.
A big note about Rosie was...
Rosie's climbing on the table.
That Rosie should get her own microphone.
Yeah, Rosie's climbing on the table, scratching
Rosie.
It.
Rosie.
Down, please. Come on.
Loud.
Come on. Down you come. Come on, it's the last one of the series. You've been really good. Fair play.
Oh, she wants her own microphone.
I know, no, she wants dinner. Right.
We've had some feedback for me from Lindsay Paulin, who said, I love that Shan hasn't murdered Rod yet. She's a woman of great self-control.
Okay. So don't know what down. She's on about.
We've then also had Lynette Jackson.
Why would she be? What's that all about? Do you know what she's talking about?
In awe of me.
Do you know what she's talking about? What?
Well, it is hard. It's difficult.
What?
Testing.
What?
This.
What?
Just this.
Okay. Well, we made a note of it. Thank you. Whatever
it's
your name
been
was.
Noted.
Yeah, it's been noted. Whatever.
And
name
we
is.
Are taking a good few weeks off. I need a break.
I need a break.
Okay, so
it's me that asked for this break, Lindsay, a twat.
Don't call Lindsay a twat.
Why not?
Well, just don't.
Okay.
Lynette Jackson has got in touch.
Oh God. Sorry, Lynette, you might be fine.
I hope there's more Apes of Froth than waking Lloyd Langford up in the middle of the night to discuss random froth when you return.
Oh, when we return...
There will be more of that.
What was her name? Lynette. When we return, Lynette, with Series 2 in a few weeks' time, there will be Apes of Froth, definitely regular updates from Barry's mum, Ian and the monkeys, and also we will be, presumably still in lockdown in Melbourne, ringing Lloyd Langford in the middle of the night, yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've also had people saying, hang on, who's this? Mike Harbourfield.
Right.
Has got in touch saying, I think you should start a Just Giving page to raise funds to get Lloyd Langford back home.
Okay. Why would we do that when we're having more fun waking him up in the middle of the night in Melbourne?
Exactly.
Yeah. Stupid idea.
That's his USP.
Stupid idea, Mike.
More feedback for Rosie. Right. Maxine Ridge has said, I started listening because of Rosie, to be fair.
There you go, Rosie. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
We've got Pop Fiction, who says, without question, she has a lot to add.
Yeah.
Reese Jones is saying, more stories about Rosie. Class.
Oh, for God's sake.
Rosie's done having glowing reviews.
All these comments about Rosie, yep. All she's done, all series, is possibly like barked twice and done a howl. And then there's more comments about her than anything else.
Barry's had one comment. Yes.
Okay. How many have we had? So it's none for me, none for you. Oh,
well, a good one for me is saying I have loads of self-control because I haven't killed you.
One for you for not killing me.
Which is good.
Loads
for Rosie. One for Barry.
One for Barry.
From Bethan Blake, who says, the story of Barry going to the toilet over the side of a mountain, please.
Yes, that will be definitely patience. She keeps asking me this woman for this story. She's obsessed. Yeah, basically, years ago on Kilimanjaro, Barry fell down a long drop toilet. A long drop toilet is where all the sort of trekkers and stuff go to the toilet on Kilimanjaro, and it's just mounds of international shit and toilet paper and wet wipes. And Barry fell in. And that story will be coming definitely in Series 2. Definitely. I mean, talk about a teaser. Talk about a teaser for Series 2.
How far down is it?
Huh?
How far down is it?
All of that will be revealed.
Suspense.
Barry fell totally. He reappeared. I called him Morph. That's how far down he went.
There are no comments about you.
Okay.
Apart from that one, yeah.
Well, plenty of room for improvement, it seems, in Series 2, which is coming in just a few weeks' time. Keep it here, folks. I mean, we've obviously got an episode coming up now. We're going to introduce Barry Castagnola as our special guest, who also produces the show. But we'll be back in a few weeks' time. We're just having a short holiday. So, yes. Right. Now then, let's get Barry on, shall we? You know, the internet was fine.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was getting along perfectly well.
Yeah, there was
you know,
a
everything
point.
Was. Everybody
having a
was
lovely
getting
time.
Along. Everyone was having a lovely time. Perfectly nice. It was all really, really friendly. The chat, whatever.
It was just for banter. Typing in rude words.
The first 20 odd years of the internet was just banter.
Yeah.
Then this woman comes along, adds a rogue item to her full English breakfast. Kapow! Shitstorm.
All hell's broken loose.
All hell has broken loose. Tribal warfare. Is now the internet because of this dick. Maybe we're being a bit harsh. A woman has caused a stir on Twitter, dividing users. Now, again, you see, do you remember when Twitter was like absolutely...
It used to be fun.
Twitter was, God, I mean, until this woman and her English breakfast came along, Twitter
right.
was just...
Right, what's she done? Come on.
People agreeing with each other. A woman... has divided Twitter users.
Yes.
After adding a rather unexpected item to a full English breakfast. They're already backing down. It was a rogue item in the clickbait title. Now it's rather unexpected. Any minute now it's going to be, all right, it's not really
Like a football?
Unexpected a item football. In the breakfast area.
A football would be a rogue item.
Yeah. Someone just knocking it in.
Woman divides into after adding football to her full English breakfast.
What's usually in a full breakfast? A full English.
What is normally in a full English breakfast?
I don't
breakfast?
Eat this
okay,
stuff.
Okay, let's start there. No, let's start there. You don't eat full English breakfast.
No.
A full English breakfast, I would describe thus. And Barry can... Sausage.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Or we're going to do it like that, are we?
Yeah.
No, it's nice. No,
like mallet's mallet.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start again. Sausage.
Bacon.
Eggs.
Hash browns.
Ooh.
Hash browns, later American import.
It is American.
Yes, yes. You're right, yeah. But you'd often find them with a full English. Okay, with a full English, you'd have toast.
Yeah.
Or fried bread, if you're really old school.
Yeah.
Back in it.
My dad.
Your dad still has it.
Yeah.
He is old school. Still has fried bread.
Yeah.
I'm going to put beans in there.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Black pudding.
Some people.
Oh, I'll tell you something funny in a bit about black pudding. Remind me in a bit.
How can we forget?
Barry, what was that thing you wanted to say about black pudding?
don't remind him yet. In a minute.
Okay.
There's a point in reminding him just after he said it.
I still had it at the front of my mind at that point.
Grilled tomato or...
Yeah.
Some tinned plum tomatoes.
Cold.
Warm.
Oh.
I think we've got all our items there.
No.
Mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms. Well done.
And I don't even eat it.
Well done.
Isn't there also...
Is it too early to remind you about the black pudding?
Some people have chips.
Some people do.
My local calf does chips.
More of a fried potato, though. Chips aren't part of a full English
breakfast. Flat. In Welsh, it would be tata flat. Yeah. Flat potatoes.
Flat potatoes, fried. But they're not part of a full English.
What was she adding, this woman?
God. The rogue item.
Yeah.
Or that has now already turned into a rather unexpected item.
In the breakfast area.
Here's the story. If there's one thing Brits love more than a good cuppa, it's a full English breakfast.
Often go side by side.
They often go side by side. But not always.
No.
I quite often have a cup of tea without a full English breakfast.
At a coffee morning or...
No, I'd have coffee there.
Certainly would more you? The other way around.
Yeah.
You can't have...
You can't have coffee at the coffee morning. Is that what you mean? I mean, I really strongly beg to differ.
No.
Get out of this one.
What?
Well, come on then.
Well, you can have
how
are
you,
tea.
How is your little you contrary head now going to get out of this? Going to get out of saying you can't have coffee at a coffee morning?
What I mean is you can have a tea.
Oh, you can mix have it tea up. At a coffee morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you can.
Yeah.
And when it comes to this breakfast of kings, I'm back in the story, the contents are pretty consistent. But one woman, that's all it took to divide the internet. One woman has divided the internet.
And it would have been a woman as well.
She's got a lot to fucking answer for.
Her and Katie Hopkins.
Makes my blood boil. Well, I mean, it's this woman mainly, isn't it?
What, worse than Katie Hopkins?
Oh, yes. This woman's divided the internet. Cleaved it down the middle. But one woman has divided the internet after sharing a snap of her plate, which contained a rather unexpected item.
In the breakfast area.
I'll show you in a minute the picture. The home cook decided to add, you're not going to believe this, a portion of peas to
what?
Her breakfast.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, even just looking at it,
you don't usually have green stuff, do you?
No.
It looks quite nice, actually.
Interesting that it's already divided this room, though.
That's true.
Just calm down, everyone.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Although, me and Bat, it's been brewing for a while.
It's not really about the peas.
It's never about the peas, Barry.
Her photo.
Give peas a chance. Snap.
Her snap of the peas as part of her breakfast was shared on the popular Twitter account, Rate My Plate. And it's fair to say people had a lot of thoughts. I'll just describe the... what you said. She's got sausage, what looks like some kind of gammony, spammy meat.
Bacon.
It's not bacon, I don't think. Beans, hash browns, eggs, and peas. Beans and peas.
Beans and peas are mad. No.
It's a bit mad. It's a bit mad. Where's that? Hold on. Whoa. Calm down. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
The tweet garnered 1,000 likes and hundreds of retweets. A good number of people were firmly against the addition of peas. One person wrote, "It's a criminal offence to consume peas before noon."
Should be.
P.S. Especially when you have beans.
Yeah.
No, totally, I get that.
Beans are your morning pea. Beans are your morning pea. I do like that. Another commented, "Peas and beans on the same plate for breakfast. You should be on a register."
Don't go that far.
We don't know what register, to be fair.
No, we don't. A third Twitter user was very unforgiving, saying, "Peas on a breakfast commands a 10-year sentence in a hard labour camp and a further 2 years for aggravating my OCD."
Yeah, well, it would certainly stop her doing it.
Even Birdseye, who are known for selling bags of frozen peas, got involved. They posted, "We admit that peas in an English breakfast is a bit rogue, but we also admire the attempt at making it healthy." Their followers, that's Birdseye's followers. Who follows Birdseye on Twitter?
People who are really into fish fingers.
Who follows Birdseye? You're on Twitter, Sian. Do you follow Birdseye?
Yeah, but they've got a new dishy guy.
Oh, they've got a dishy captain.
Dishy captain now.
The new Captain Birdseye. Yeah. Isn't that old...
Only Fools anymore.
No, he's like a dishy kind
he's
of...
He's like young.
Yeah, weathered kind of...
No, he's not weathered. He's just
hot.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a swarthy, weathered kind of... rugged.
He put the naughty into nautical.
Yeah. Yeah. He put the naughty into nautical. First of all, he put the fish into the breadcrumbs. Then he put the naughty into nautical.
But he's really hunky, isn't he?
Eh?
He's hunky.
He is.
Yeah.
He put the hunky into chunky chips.
That's what I was
chips.
Thinking. But I didn't say it.
You don't want to know what he's done to the peas.
Look at this. Somebody, leaf out of your book here, Barry. Their followers, as Birdseye's followers, responded to the plate in a much more positive way. "Give peas a chance," suggested one person.
Well done.
A second added, "The peas are the least of the problem here. What do you think of the addition of peas to the full English? Let us know in the comments below." You know what it is? Look at this. This is the newspaper says, "What do you think of the addition of peas to the full English breakfast? Let us know in the comments below." I mean, you don't ask that on the internet, do you?
No.
You don't invite comments on the internet, do you? Look at the newspaper.
I mean, it doesn't sound like they needed to.
What do you think of... I know, all of those comments came from the story itself, right? But then it says, "What do you think of the addition of peas to the full English? Let us know in the comments below." First comment, "Who the fuck does she think she is?"
Oh, my God. Oh, the internet.
"Who the fuck does she think she is messing around with a recipe that's served well?"
Recipe!
It's served so many for so long. "Who the fuck does she think she is?"
I mean, they are what you would definitely describe as affronted.
This is somebody called As I See It. Says, "If peas are on the plate, then the meal should never be called a breakfast, no matter what time it is. Peas should only be in a meal after 12 p.m.
At the beginning of that sounds like a really horrible sort of sexual analogy. "If the peas are on the plate..."
Divides internet. What a load of bollocks.
So who are they again?
Says Horatio Cummerbund 4.
Says divisive person online.
Exactly.
You're the first person. The first person who said, "Who the fuck does she think she is?" That person goes by the name of Virgil's Gonna Getcha. Virgil's Gonna Getcha. That's what they go by, right?
Right.
So Horatio Cummerbund says, "Divides internet. What a load of bollocks." Virgil's Gonna Getcha's back. He's come back in going, "What's more interesting? His bollocks is allowed, yet canny flaps is moderated."
What flaps? Candy flaps?
Canny flaps. "What's more interesting? His bollocks is allowed, yet canny flaps is moderated." I mean, what the hell is going on?
PC gone mad.
So Virgil's gonna get you is upset because on a forum, because they've used the word canny flaps and the moderator's not allowed it.
But they have allowed bollocks.
But they have used, what's more interesting?
Brilliant.
I love people who just clearly got way too much time on their hands. People who really just, you know, somebody put in peas just wrong. Fair enough, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go on an internet forum. I wouldn't go in the comments on a newspaper site and put in anything. But look at these people. At least I can vaguely understand somebody going there and going, peas, no way. You know, spending 2 seconds doing your comment.
Yeah.
Listen to this. MZM says, you Brits are funny. I imagine you feel the same way about your cousins across the pond. Anyway, does it matter that peas are there? For me, it defeats the taste profile, but so does the beans. I just can't do beans for breakfast. The full brekkie has always been a brunch item for me. Your choice. In the Americas, I've noticed that avocado has taken a prominent place on breakfast plates.
Yes, fair point.
Again, it throws off the taste profile, brackets, for me. Perhaps someone is courageous enough to add avocado to the full brekkie. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
He says thoughts at the end. Brilliant. Open it up for discussion.
What's wrong with
Imagine
these people?
Imagine having that much time on your hands.
I know.
Upside Down has come back and said, drug companies use... I tell you what, this might be true, but it's possibly... It might be true, but it's possibly that... You know, there's always one conspiracy theorist in any chat forum.
Yeah.
Upside Down says, drug companies use the avocado business to clean their money. So no, avocado is a huge no.
What are they basing that on? I've never heard of avocado money laundering.
I've never heard of avocado-based money laundering, but it could be true.
Could be. Stranger things have happened.
I eat one avocado a day.
I like an avocado.
I love avocado.
Do you want to hear somebody who's got even more time in their hands?
Yeah.
You've got enough time to hear somebody who's got time in their hands. Danny Midwinter says, peas are okay, but I'm not a great one for the hash browns, and I do not cut the bread into triangles. I like to make a sausage or sausage and tomato sanger.
Sandwich.
Is it? Is that a sanger?
Sandwich.
Yeah. A sanger. Oh, okay. I like to make a sausage or sausage and tomato sanger and a bacon and egg and/or bacon. Tomato and mushroom sarnies. The gammon's great, but where's the nice crispy bacon? The fried or tinned tomatoes? The mushrooms, black or white pud, fried bread, toast and a gallon of tea. I like to put a slice of thick toast under my beans and one under my tinned tomatoes.
What?
Imagine having enough time to to go on the internet and say, I'd like to put a slice of thick toast under my beans and one under my tinned tomatoes. But there's more detail. That's not even the end of the detail. I like to put a slice of thick toast under my beans and one under my tinned tomatoes. If I'm having tinned tomatoes. Oh my God. I like to put a slice of thick toast under my beans and one under my tinned tomatoes if I'm having tinned tomatoes.
Do you think the internet is a curse?
I think it might.
Yes. The internet's a bad
thing.
We're
not
discuss.
Supposed to talk to people like this.
I like to put a slice of thick toast under my beans and one under my tinned tomatoes if I'm having tinned tomatoes. A nice splash of Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire sauce tipped into the... tipped into the big fried field mushrooms. Tomato sauce, HP, homemade mustard, plus salt and heaps of pepper.
If I'm having those items.
Exactly.
I like to cut my skinheads on a raft, brackets, beans on toast.
What?
Skinheads on a raft.
That's what he calls beans on toast.
Of course.
I like to cut the skinheads on a raft, brackets beans on toast, into thirds and make beans on toast butties. I find that this little snack sets me right up for the day and keeps me going till 11:00.
Right, oh, we really like this
questions.
Person.
Two questions. One, how early is he eating that if by
exactly.
11 o'clock he's ready for more food? And secondly...
I think he gets up quite early.
I
don't know why.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
I don't know why.
But also,
he must be a hard, like a builder who like really.
I don't think he's a builder, darling.
Why not?
I think gets up quite early. I think imagine he sits and eats this in a tie and a cardigan and a shirt up the top buttoned up to the top. I think so.
I think we should get him on the show.
Danny Midwinter, I would love.
I want to know what he has for.
If I can find Danny Midwinter, I'm asking him to host the show.
I want to know what he has.
Take over the show. You may think that Danny Midwinter is possibly one of the nerdiest people you've ever heard. Well, step aside, Danny Midwinter. Enter Zeke. This week, says Zeke, saw the 31st of 33 episodes of Inspector Morse.
What? I already love him.
Near the middle, featured two full Englishes containing boiled carrots and sprouts. Side note, this was intended to be the last episode, but then they carried on making them.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, before we forget, black pudding.
Oh, yeah.
You said remind you about black pudding.
I did, and now I'm...
This is your black pudding reminder.
Thank you, Siri.
No, it was me. I did.
Oh, you sound like Siri. To some people, it clearly and understandably is utterly disgusting.
Hello. Sorry?
Just for those people who...
Hello. I find it disgusting.
Yeah, for people overseas, black pudding is like dried pig's blood sausage, something like that, right? Is that right?
Yeah, it's some sort of offal involved. Oh. I'm not sure.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have it on the plate because it's kind of even more unhealthy than a sausage kind of thing.
Yeah. Although...
Your dad would love it, Sean.
Of course he would.
Yeah. Although I think it's probably, it's disgusting in many ways, of course, but I think it's probably also full of like iron and weird. Yeah, well,
I'm sure, we I'm sure are you can get
that from alternative sources.
We are not. Let's put a marker down here.
Barry, can you imagine going to the doctor? I'm a bit anemic. Have you tried pig's blood for breakfast? No? Can I just get some iron tablets?
I don't know exactly what it is. We don't want to get in trouble with the Black Pudding Commission. No. None of us are black pudding experts. We are just throwing around ideas, okay? So anybody, internet, right?
Hey,
cool head.
Don't you apologise. I'm saying I love it. I'm hoping that they're going to send me a box.
Actually, I quite like it as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Don't be sorry.
What?
It's understandable.
What, you don't like it?
I hate it.
I don't divide the internet.
Jared Christmas, who you know very well.
Comedian and friend, Jared Christmas, friend of the show.
Yeah, Jared Christmas, when he first moved over from New Zealand, someone played some sort of prank on him involving black pudding. Should we see if we
get
him on?
Get him on, yeah. I want to hear the black pudding prank.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Oh, here he is. Hang on.
Where is he, Jared Christmas? I know he's out in the sticks in a little village not far from Bath area.
And he's on our computer screens as we speak. Hey, Jared.
He's not.
Hey! Hey, Jared, how's it going, love?
The reason we called you is because Barry keeps saying, remind me about black pudding. and we reminded him about black pudding. And then he said that... somebody played a prank on you about black pudding. I got no idea what he's on about.
So when I first moved over here, I moved in with a British guy, English guy, and we went to Greasy Spoon. And he ordered me black pudding, saying that it was pudding. he ordered custard with it.
Oh.
And my birthday, I had a birthday party.
Hang on, so you went in the cafe?
Yeah.
And he ordered just black pudding with custard on?
Yeah, it's a side dish. So he he was mates with the guy who worked there, because it turns out, yeah, you know, he was down there 2 or 3 times a week. I'd only just arrived in the country, right.
So you had a breakfast, like a full English breakfast, but on the side,
black pudding
on the
with
side,
custard.
A bowl of black pudding and custard.
Yeah.
But didn't you think it was weird to have a pudding on the side anyway, even if it was crumble or something?
Yeah, but I mean, it was like midday. It was an all-day breakfast sort of thing.
Oh,
and
he said,
"I'll order you dessert for afterwards."
You forget, though, that some of the little traditions that we have in this country that aren't in others. When I lived with the comedian Sean Collins, Canadian guy, he once, I came back from somewhere and he was, and I said, "Oh, what did you have for dinner?" And he went, "Oh, I had bubble and squeak." And I was like, "Really?" He went, "Yeah, the shepherd's pie from last night." I was like, "Mate, bubble and squeak isn't just heating up the previous night's dinner." I said, "It's like a specific roast dinner of vegetables and stuff."
My dad told me that if I go to Scotland, I have to order nips and titties. And I never had an occasion for anybody to correct me on it until I ordered it. And then,
Jared,
and it was,
did you not, when your dad, I presume he was a prankster.
You've met my dad, Rod.
Oh, I have met your dad.
I love telling this story. So years ago, you had a show on BBC Radio Wales that we recorded at the Comedy Store. This is like 2004, maybe 2005. My parents were over from New Zealand, and my cousin was here as well. And they all came down to the Comedy Store to watch. And the whole vibe of the show, I think, was you were having a pop at all the panel and stuff like that. And you were
sounds about right.
Not really. I think I was just hosting a really nice show.
And you were wearing a T-shirt that said Wrangler on it, and you absolutely slammed me at one point. And I think I said, I said something like, "Oh, you've hurt my feelings," you know, just to get to elicit a response from the audience. And then you said something else. And then my dad shouted out, "Does your T-shirt say Wrangler or Wanker?"
Whoa.
And the place went mental, and I said to you, "That's my dad," and you said, "Do you get dad to fight all your battles?" And I had to say, "Well, he is in the New Zealand Army." That is, my dad bloody loves that story. Whenever your name pops up, he's like, "I called him a wanker."
I mean, it sounds like you and your dad got the better of him to me.
Yeah, it does.
Great.
Given that your dad famously has this brilliant sense of humour, were you not suspicious when he said, hey son, go to Scotland and order nips and titties? So, didn't you think back to the time he told you to go to Ireland and order cock and balls in it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean,
nips and titties, and nothing occurred to you. You didn't think maybe...
I was 20 years old. I don't remember even giving it a second thought. Yeah. He just said, I think I must have said something like, "Is it a thing?" And he was like, yeah, you get it with haggis. And so when I was in, when I went up to Edinburgh in 2001 for the first time, went into a traditional pub and it said,
you went into Hooters. You went into Hooters, didn't you? And you were sat there. You sat there with the menu, and they came over. They said, "Can I take your order?" And you closed the menu. You went, "You know, I'm not that hungry. Actually, I'll just have your nips and titties."
So the person I was with, I said, "Oh, I really want haggis, nips, and titties," and he laughed, and I was like, "Well, is that a weird thing?" And you know when you say something and then you realise, oh, God, it cannot be that. You know when you've read a word but you've never heard it said out loud, so you're saying
all
it in
the time.
A weird way.
We should point out that the real thing is neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties. Yeah.
Which is tatties and potatoes. What are neeps? I can't remember.
Turnips.
It's
turnips and potatoes.
Because you have it, the haggis is the meat.
To be fair, nips and titties sounds much better.
Jared, I get that all the time because I learnt English as my second language. There's loads of words in English that I've only ever read in a book. I've never said out loud.
Like what?
Bayonet. Banal. I used to say banal.
Oh, yeah, but you...
instead of banal, banal.
Loads. Banal, which rhymes with anal, because why not?
Yeah, we know it rhymes with anal.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what I used to say. I was talking about it the other day on Twitter. I did an entire presentation about hyperbole, and I pronounced it hyperbole.
Yes! Oh, my God.
It's hyperbole.
Hyperbole started pronouncing words wrong for me. Because I've got a routine about pronouncing words wrong. And it was all started from hyperbole. And I'd never heard of falafel. And I'd seen it written down and was pronouncing it falafel.
Falafel. Ooh, Rosie. Hang on.
That's Rosie.
I've got to get the...
She hates falafel.
She hates falafel.
Joe, you're saying about a word... You said about a word, and as you say it, you realise. Years ago, I was working with my dad in an office in America, and it was April Fool's Day, and I was really on guard as well. And it was this courier company, and I used to deal with all the new clients. And this Hillary, this girl that I work with, we've been really, really busy, and she goes, look, this client, they keep calling, you've got to call them straight away. She's called about 3 or 4 times. She wants a delivery, whatever. And I was dealing with a new business. So I've got the number, and I've never had a practical joke work on me this well. The number's written down on the name, and as I called, as they answered, they went, hello, LA Mortuary. And I've said, hello, can I speak to my remains, please? But it got me so good. It was, as I said it, I screamed with laughter. Like, it was so perfect the way it works. It was amazing.
My first job was at a supermarket in Christchurch, and my first day, the supervisor who was showing me the ropes of working in the grocery department genuinely sent me around each department asking for a straight hook, a skirting board ladder, and a long wait. And I was so naive and keen. It's like 15. And I remember going into the butchery department and this big bloody butcher guy and saying to him, I'm looking for the long wait, the skirting board ladder, and the straight hook. And he said, is this your first day? And I said, yeah, it is. And no part of me thought, why is he asking that? You know, I just thought, oh, he's friendly. He wants to know, you know. So I introduced myself. An hour I was going around the supermarket. And then the manager finds me and goes, where have you been for the last hour? And I told him what I've been doing. And the manager was like, oh, God, are you an idiot? And I just had no idea. And you know what happened when I found out? I cried.
Oh. We'll cut that out. I've definitely told you two this story before. I can't remember if I've told it on air. And with my mate Nigel, we used to do at lunchtime, we'd go around a friend's house and do prank phone calls. And we'd do that classic one where you call up and go, is Mr. Wall there? And they go, no. Is Mrs. Wall there? No. Are there any walls there? And they go, no. And you go, how's your house stay up? And we'd have such fun. And we all take it in turns having a go. It gets to my friend Nigel and another friend of ours, Brad, actually looked up a wall in the phone book and dialed the number for a wall for the phone book. Yes. Handed the phone and he goes, hello, is Mr. Wall there? She went, yeah, I'll just get him. Who's calling? And he just utter panic. For some reason, he just went, it's Nigel. Nigel Snide. Goodbye. And put the phone down.
Nigel Snide,
goodbye. Oh, my God.
Let's do a froth of the week. No, I've got three stories here. Your job, as always, is to determine which is the frothiest of the three. So you choose which is the frothiest of the three frothy stories. Here's story one. Caprice does a headstand in a tiny pink bikini on her balcony.
Flipping out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, actually, on the edge of the balcony, is there any danger here or just...
No, in the middle of a very wide balcony with proper railings and all health and safety thing. Oh no, it's not like, oh my God, who's that up on the ledge?
It's not like Michael Jackson hanging his baby over the edge.
It's who's that up on the ledge? It's Caprice in a tiny pink bikini.
Incy Wincy.
She's gonna burst out.
How high up was the balcony?
Who cares?
What's the other story again?
Put it like this, there was no danger of her falling off. It was more like a rooftop.
But that is quite dangerous.
It's not. Let's try this story out. Headline, Peter Andre ogles wife's bum. And jokes, nice package.
His bum?
No.
Her bum?
His wife Emily. Peter Andre ogles his wife Emily's bum.
Right.
Is the headline.
Okay.
Peter Andre could not resist staring at his wife's peachy bottom when she wore a pair of, and I can't emphasise how tiny they were, tiny shorts.
What magazine? I love, what magazine have you been reading?
This
to get
is all
these stories
newspapers.
This Tiny Shorts Weekly.
But they try and titillate us with every time with tiny. Have you seen how many things on the thing of so and so stems in?
Really
tiny,
funny.
Tiny shorts.
Was Peter Andre
invisible
wearing,
bikini.
Was Peter Andre wearing tiny shoes?
He was wearing tiny underpants. But see, that's not as sexy, is it?
No. Tiny sunglasses.
That's not sexy if you're a man. If you say Caprice is on a balcony in a tiny pink bikini, you go, whoa, titillation, titillation.
Tiny jacket.
If Peter Andre was seen in
Peter Andre is in a tiny jacket.
Rosie, don't scratch the floor. Rosie's trying to get out. She's trying to burrow her way out. She's so depressed by these stories.
So boring.
She wore a pair of tiny shorts over the weekend, apparently, his wife did.
Right.
Peter Andre's wife. He was wearing a tiny jacket, it says here. It's very... It is odd, isn't it? If you said a man, he was in tiny underpants, you just go,
ridiculous.
Oh.
I met him.
Think, whoa.
I met him.
What was he wearing?
He's really nice, isn't he, Peter Andre?
Very nice, I've met him. Very nice. This is a good story. I think this has got to be the winner for Froth of the Week, surely. Peter Andre ogles wife Emily's bum. That's the headline. Peter Andre could not resist staring at his wife's peachy bottom when she wore a pair of, and I can't emphasise this enough, tiny shorts over the weekend. The mysterious girl hitmaker, that's Peter Andre, shared a cheeky video where he joked that he was not ogling her as she wore a pair of, and I can't emphasise this enough, tiny shorts over the weekend. The TV personality, that's Peter Andre, shared a short clip of Emily standing on their driveway. Listen to this detail. Listen to this for good storytelling and good journalism. The TV personality shared a short clip of Emily standing on their driveway with a brown cardboard box next to her feet. It's like Dan Brown, this is.
I mean,
it's
opened up more questions. Wow. Exactly. What was in it?
Exactly. It keeps you reading.
Stunning Emily could be seen with her toned legs on display in tiny, and I can't emphasise this enough, shorts. As Pete watched her from behind.
It's disgusting that he looked at his own wife's bottom. I think it's disgusting.
Me too.
No, but he says he didn't. He said he's not ogling it.
Well, then
not.
It's all right.
He said
then.
It's all been a big misunderstanding. It's all been a big misunderstanding.
For a moment,
and that he wasn't. he wasn't ogling at her, and I can't repeat this enough. Tiny shorts.
What was he doing?
As Pete
watched
her from behind.
Well, what was he doing?
I haven't clarified that yet. All we know is that he's definitely not ogling at her, and I can't emphasise this enough. Tiny, tiny shorts.
Okay.
As Pete watched her from behind.
Yep.
He pretended, this is subjective, he pretended he was more interested in the parcel. I don't know if you remember, you cast your minds back. There's a brown box at her feet, next to her feet.
Okay.
It's next to her
Does
feet.
It have air holes in it?
I don't know.
It's like Chekhov's gun.
You think?
It was like Chekhov's gun. You mentioned it and I thought it's got to be coming back, that box.
Yeah. That's good storytelling. You lace something in and then it comes back in.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Oh, a motif, yeah.
Peter Andre's tortoise box.
Oh, yeah. It could have been a tortoise in the box. We don't know yet. As Pete watched her from behind, he pretended he was more interested in the parcel that had been delivered than his wife's bottom.
Right.
He said, nice Amazon package, he said. And then he cheekily wrote, I swear that's all I'm looking at. And he added a secret face emoji, revealing that he was really
What's
admiring his wife's
face?
Bottom.
Oh, now I'm confused. Which one is he doing?
Don't know.
What's the secret face emoji?
Hang on a minute.
Is he
gaslighting of the highest order?
Is he ogling the package from Amazon, or is he ogling his wife's bottom? Which one is it, Peter? Make up your mind.
Which one is it?
What's happened is he's looking at his wife's bottom, I think, but he's pretending that he's looking at the package.
Then why would he give it away?
Yeah.
Why would he then give it away with a face that says, "I didn't mean that"? Which one is it? And how are we supposed to do with this?
What is that face?
The thing is, he said nice Amazon package. I think that's too clear that he's looking at the package.
Yeah, exactly. Why is he then...
It would have been much more, much cheekier if he'd gone, nice box.
It's like he's grassed himself
that's
up.
Ruder,
it's honestly like he's grassed himself up here.
That's much ruder.
I was happily, yeah. Sorry, I was happy to believe that he was looking at the Amazon package.
Me too.
I'm reading ahead.
I was happy to believe that he had a pet tortoise.
I mean, if he had not that package really and a mysterious girl came out of it, then we would have come full circle. That would have been a story.
Baz, you know, when I met him, he was in the green room for Loose Women. When Rod went to do Loose Women and Peter Andre was in the green room, he's so lovely. There was a multiple choice quiz at half time.
You know, in the break on TV where they go things like, which one of these is a well known sport?
Is it A, dog?
Win a holiday, phone for £2, all that. Yeah.
Which one of these is a piece of women's clothing? Is it A, a dress, B, a jumper, or C, a bicycle? You know what I mean? And then
that could be dress or jumper. Yeah, that one.
Which one?
That's too easy.
Which one isn't?
That's too hard. Tell that story again.
Okay, we were in the green room together. No, were you there?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were on set.
What would you be doing in the Loose Women green room if I wasn't there?
Trying to start an affair with Janet Street Porter.
No, what I mean, yeah, I'm just a huge fan. Huge fan.
How did you get past security?
Yeah, hello guys, I'm here to watch the show. No, I think you were being filmed as part of the Loose Women team.
I was... For Christ's sake, this is so simple. I was on Loose Women.
Yes.
We were in the green room. You came with me.
I was in the green room with Peter Andre, who had either been on or was waiting to go on. I can't remember.
Right.
And half time, they do a quiz, like a multiple choice quiz, where they go, which one of these is not an item of women's clothing? A, a dress. B, a bra. Or C, a bicycle. And Peter Andre just went... It's C, bicycle, definitely. Like that. And I went, no, it's not. It's A. And he looked at me immediately and went, really? He's so lovely.
No, he was very nice.
He's lovely.
Anyway, and if he says, frankly, that he wasn't looking at his wife's peachy bottom in her, I can't emphasise this enough, tiny shorts, then that's good enough for me. Right? This is your third and fourth. I can't even bother with this one. Aldi shopper says Jesus appeared on potato. I mean, you get these stories all the time, right? Jesus or Gandhi or the Queen or whatever it is. Peter Andre.
Quite often Caprice
appeared in my spaghetti in a tiny bikini, whatever it is. The only thing I liked about this headline was Aldi shopper says Jesus appeared on potato, right? Now, normally we'd all go, yeah, here we go. Another one of these so-and-so appears in such and such.
Yeah.
But the headline says, and even her usually sceptical husband agrees.
Okay.
Nikki Halkerston was unpacking her weekly shop when she says she spotted the face of Jesus in a £1.15 pack of Aldi potatoes.
In a pack?
Yeah. Well, he's in the potatoes.
The rest were his disciples.
So what now, was this Jesus like in his day or was it when he was a baby?
I don't know. Let's not pretend we're interested.
Oh, I'm just trying to help.
Nikki Alkerston was unpacking her weekly shop when she said she spotted the face of Jesus in a £1.15 pack of Aldi potatoes. She said the markings on the spud was so obviously him.
Oh, God.
I can't be bothered. You get these every single week. There's somebody has spotted the face of somebody. So look, cut to the end. Which do you want? Do you want Peter Andre maybe looking at his wife's bottom, maybe looking at an Amazon package? Do you want Caprice in a tiny bikini? Or do you want this woman spotting the face of Jesus, obviously in a potato?
Peter Andre.
Okay, Peter Andre and his wife's peachy bottom. Right, that's all we got time for, and that is the end of Series 1.
But don't despair or even think about it, because Series 2 is coming up in just a few weeks' time.
It'll come round before we know it. We are just having a quick holiday.
Thanks to special guest and producer Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Jared Black Pudding Christmas.
Thanks to Chris Lindsay on animated trailers.
And George O'Regan for some amazing graphic and editing and all-round assistance.
Thanks to Charlotte Smith at Blue Jeans Management for everything management.
We'll be back in just a few weeks' time with a brand new series. This has been Series 1. The next one will be Series 2.
You can find us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content.
If you like this, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars.
Yes, tune in a few weeks' time for the next thrilling episode.
Last but not least, thanks to all the amazing guests and phone calls from Series 1. We will leave you with a few little snippety Series 1 highlights. Episode 1 of The Froth. Everybody excited?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, bit of politics. Hang on, keep it light. It's The Froth. No politics here, please. No serious chat. Stop that. 7-year-old boy tells coronavirus to F off. Supermodel David Gandy breaks wind on a plane. Dog sees himself on the news. This morning's Eamon Holmes and Ruth Langsford went to a sex party, but, and I quote, were thrown out before anything happened. Ed Sheeran really likes tomato ketchup. The headline in the newspaper was, woman admits she had sex with a dolphin as part of NASA-funded scientific study.
Like my rabbit used to have sex with my hand.
What?
Hang on a minute, let's change the headline. Sean shags rabbit.
No, I didn't shag a rabbit. The rabbit shagged my hand.
Yeah, it's got a, sounds like a song now.
Yeah.
How did the rabbit shag your hand?
I'd be cleaning the rabbit hutch out with a rubber glove on. We'd climb aboard.
You'd get on board?
Yeah.
What would he do?
Just get on board.
What do you mean on board? You're not a bus conductor. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Mine had a snooker cue in...
What? Are you sure this wasn't someone in a rabbit costume?
Saying that, I had a guinea pig who played darts. Oh. Now... Is it okay to break wind near a dolphin, Rob?
I mean, I can't see why it would be a problem.
Exactly. I bet Greg Davis could.
We have got to ring Greg.
You think I'm flexible enough to bite my toenails? I howl like a wolf when I put a sock on. Do you understand?
Yeah, Rod nearly killed an owl.
I nearly killed an owl. It's their fault for putting the welly throw in next to the owls. I tell you who loves a smutty story. Sarah Millican, let's get her on the blower, Barry. Give her a ring. 1 in 5 Brits in the Mile High Club.
Right.
So 1 in 5 Brits who've had sex on a plane did it.
Yeah, I know what it means. I haven't done it, but I know what it means. It's quite hard to take your tablets without people seeing.
Try taking them orally. I sent that to her and her alone, not the WhatsApp group. Just to my elderly neighbour. We should ring Josh Widdicombe. He does stuff about WhatsApp.
You can't delete a WhatsApp message, Rod.
You can,
what?
Actually. Yeah, you can.
There's no point in deleting it, because if you look at it, it's got the 2 blue ticks.
Yeah.
So she has viewed it.
That means she's seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can only delete it before they see it. So I had a window of opportunity.
It, but you can't delete it from her mind. It's not Men in Black.
Our special guest this week is Kiri Pritchard-McLean.
The squirrel came down and just immediately scissor-kicked the pheasant in the head.
I saw that you've been making squirrel tables. That's why we were ringing.
Oh, squirrel tables, yeah.
Tell us about the squirrel table.
Well, it's very rude, but they put their elbows on the table when they're eating.
No. Oh, you know what we should call about this?
Who?
Shazia Mirza.
Yeah? Yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, I just agreed to it because I haven't seen anybody for weeks and I'm really bored. I have been getting fat, grey and hairy. Ran out of mascara, hair dye. And then it got really desperate last week and I had to use shoe polish.
I can't believe you made me sleep on a mattress that was just covered in someone else's wee.
I didn't make you sleep on a mattress covered
in somebody else's wee. Well, you didn't tell me. A stranger's piss.
It's not a stranger's piss at all. It's quite a good friend's piss, actually.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
It does.
Oh, yeah, let's have an early night. We need a
Barry's mum and Ian and their monkeys. We are going to have regular updates, I promise you. This is a nurse whose life-saving stem cell transplant caused her to inherit her donor's addiction for pickled onion flavour monster munch.
Hang on a minute.
We're going to have listener features on this podcast. They're all based around the froth. Dave Lee Froth, for froth's sake. Froth, the love of God. Froth in hell. Firth the froth. Froth ups. Pull the froth. One froth at the mouth. Touching froth. And frost the matter you. Hey, got no respect. Hey, why are you looking so sad? Hey, it's not so bad. Brad Pitt's makeup artist applied foundation to his bum.
I once was a bum stunt double for Dave Lamb, the man who does the voiceover.
Your life,
on
Barry, honestly.
Come
Barry,
Dine With Me.
So showbiz.
TikTok users are taking part in a pee your pants challenge.
It's so simple, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's so simple. I know, if only we'd thought of it.
Yeah. It's not a challenge.
I tell you what, it is a challenge. It's you not. Try and pee your pants now, it's not easy.
It is.
Go on then.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to do it now.
This is your way of tricking me into peeing my pants.
No, as you go, I could do it later if I wanted to, easy, but I'm not going to.
Of course I could.
Have you ever wet yourself?
I could do it later.
Wet your pants. Wet your pants. Come on, buddy. Wet your pants.
Rod's wet himself.
About three nights ago, you said to me, can you put your feet away? I'm going to be sick.
Sean, love, with the best will in the world, get rid of him. Seriously, you can do so much better for yourself.
I know.
How do we start talking about this?
This podcast is coming back very soon. It's a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Rustle Up Productions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.